This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, a problem, technical glitch with Brooke there. We're going to talk to her again at 7:40 and get a live update from Augusta National and what the golf course looks like. She's had a look at it after Helene, because when it comes to Amen Corner and a lot of those holes, the iconic holes, Helene, the hurricane, wreaked havoc, and there was some talk about it might look different, so we'll find out in the next half hour. Right now, Jerry Bologna joins us now, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. How you doing, Jerry?
Doing well. Feels like it was just last week when we last spoke.
It does. Are you a golfer or not?
I am. I actually serve on the board of the Four Kids Foundation, who puts on the Zurich Classic here.
Have you been to Augusta?
I have not. Still a bucket list for me.
All right. Well, we'll get an update. Stay tuned. We'll get an update from Brooke on what the course looks like. It is a bucket list for me as well. Let's talk about what's going on in Jefferson Parish with some of the different groundbreakings that are going on, because we got there was so much last week we didn't get to some of the things we wanted to talk about. So let's talk about, I guess, what the Oracle groundbreaking in Fat City happened.
Yeah, that was a great announcement. We celebrated last week in that that's a company that is a manufacturer of automotive lights. They've been in Fat City for a long time, just sort of growing piecemeal. But they've acquired some additional property in Fat City, investing $3 million in a new 15,000-square-foot facility there. But what's exciting about that is those improvements in Fat City have taken place over the years. And the parish has invested in infrastructure and road improvements and things like that. And now we're really starting to see those businesses invest. And so I think we're at a tipping point there in Fat City finally.
That sounds awesome. Let's talk about the Berry Chi tree expansion. What is that?
Berry Cherry Tree, probably one of the largest early childhood education centers in the state. But they are now cutting the ribbon on their fifth building in Jefferson Parish. And we don't, I wouldn't say we traditionally talk about child care centers in economic development, but we understand that access to that early childhood education is critical for economic development. If business owners and employees can't find access to quality child care, they're not going to be good employees at the end of the day. So we're really excited about this one. Berry Cherry Tree has been in operation for over 50 years in Jefferson Parish, and to see them continuing to expand is a good sign for us.
What about the off-bottom oyster brand launch? I know you wanted to talk about that, but the weather had put that off, Jerry?
Yeah, we were planning to announce that last week. Certainly high tides and choppy waters prevented us from being out there. So we have rescheduled that to later this month. But what we're doing there is really creating an umbrella brand for all of the Grand Isle off-bottom oysters. There are a number of oystermen down there who harvest under their own labels, boutique labels, But we're trying to give Grand Isle oysters their own brand, so that when people go in restaurants, they know what to ask for. And these are a quality, really premium product, harvested off the bottom of the water. They're actually harvested in cages on the top of the water. Sustainable, great product. You can eat them right out of the water, and that's what we'll be doing on that date.
How new of a thing is this to Grand Isle? It's a new technology, Jerry, and why Grand Isle? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it really. So in Grand Isle, the oyster fishermen or oyster fishing in Grand Isle has dwindled to basically nothing. It's not passed down from generation to generation anymore. But because of hurricanes and other reasons, you just were not having a lot of oyster fishing down in Grand Isle. And so they really set this process up where the larvae are harvested in the lab. They're then caged, and the cages actually sit at the top of the water, and the oystermen are in the water constantly turning the cages. They grow much, much faster there. Again, like I said, just a sustainable source of raw oysters, and they are so salty and so good, a real premium product that we're excited to be able to bring to market, but also to be able to retain that skill and that set of skills in Grand Isle and bring oyster fishing back there.
I don't mean to get, I started to say, too far in the weeds or maybe too deep in the water here, but I'm just curious about oysters, and I don't want to ask you about something you don't know about if you don't, but because we hear about salinity impacting the oyster fishermen, but Grand Isle would be the Gulf, which would be nothing but salt water, yes?
That's correct. That area is ideal because of the salinity of the water, but also in that Caminata Pass and that area, it's shallow water. And that was one of the problems with the hurricanes. It comes through, it scours the bottoms of the water bottoms, and it's too deep. But that Caminata Pass, those oystermen can stand in there, harvest those oysters, turn the cages, and really farm their product.
Is there any name for that yet, or is that yet to be announced?
Well, there is a name. That's what we're going to be unveiling, and we had hoped to announce it last week. But we have international media, local media going down there with us later this month, and that's when the brand will officially be unveiled.
All right. Have you had any of these or not? Have you tasted them?
I have had them directly out of the water. And they're great, great product. I think the public, it's going to be a product that people want to see in restaurants and are going to start asking for by name.
I got an idea for you. Some kind of outfit where you'd have to sign God knows how many liability waivers here and provide them with the necessary protective gloves. But how about it's a restaurant where you go and you get your own oysters out of the cage, open them, and just enjoy them right there on the beach?
Well, as someone who has tried to shuck oysters before, I'll let you run with that idea. That's not an easy job.
Well, I said there would have to be some liability waivers and some protective gloves involved, because we used to every.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Night before Thanksgiving, we get a sack of oysters and have a couple of beers and shuck them for the dressing and then eat them and have a great time. And then somebody put an oyster knife through their hand and wound up at the emergency room, and that pretty well killed that tradition. But it was nice while it lasted, I'll tell you that. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking about development in Jefferson Parish with Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Jerry, in terms of development in Jefferson Parish, you guys seem to be on a roll, huh?
It's been a great start to the year. Certainly, it started with the Super Bowl and Jefferson Parish kicking off their bicentennial year. But everything from Riley Foods moving their headquarters to Jefferson to UBE announcing $500 million investment, the first quarter of this year and into April have really been great for us.
Tell me about what else is going on in Jefferson Parish, some of the other things.
Well, I just mentioned Riley Foods, which not a lot of people may know the name, but they certainly know Blue Plate Mayonnaise and Louisiana Tea and Evermore Water. All of those brands are Riley Foods. They consolidated all their operations into Jefferson Parish. Renegade Construction moved and consolidated everything from their prefab to their offices in Jefferson. So it's a strong time, and companies are investing in Jefferson. They're finding a great business environment and the ability to find a quality workforce. At the same time, you know, we're spending a good deal of time just sort of monitoring tariffs. It's very nuanced. We have not had any companies come to us yet specifically with their problems, but we will see the downside and the upside of that. Certainly, we're seeing the upside with our fishermen, our shrimpers, for example. Now that they're talking about tariffs on imported shrimp, for example, we certainly stand to be the beneficiary of that. At the same time, we have global manufacturers in Jefferson Parish who export their product all over the world, and I think we're just monitoring that closely to see how that's going to impact our businesses.
Tell me about Churchill Park. What's going on there?
Oh, we just signed our design contract to start designing our regional food and beverage incubator, which will be built in Churchill Park. And that's going to be for food-related entrepreneurs from around the region can come there. Rent space to produce their product, to get their product onto shelves at grocery stores and restaurants. And we're really excited about that because our food entrepreneurs are such a critical element to our economy and our landscape in Jefferson.
Any final thoughts, Jerry, before we let you go about some other things that are happening?
No, it's a great time to be in Jefferson Parish. We're excited about the future. We're excited about a lot of things happening, and I can't wait to come back on and talk about that oyster brand later this month.
I want to hear about them. Tell me real quick about the Radamo Suites. Did we talk about that or not?
Not yet. Just another project coming online in that Ochsner corridor on Jefferson Highway. 44 new hotel rooms, retail space, restaurant space for lease. Just continuing to beautify that area and invest in that area.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate your time and your efforts as always. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Brooke Laser when we come back, give you an up close and personal about the Augusta National Golf Club and how maybe Hurricane Helene could have changed the iconic golf course, specifically Amen Corner. I heard that they maybe brought some full-grown trees in so as not to change the complexion of the course for after the hurricane, so we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk with Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. We'll have to see what happens with the special session with the teacher pay raise because it's kind of in limbo after Amendment number 2 failed. So we'll talk about that and more. Then we'll talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, get Simone Maloz's take on that. She's with Restore the Mississippi River Delta. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL right now. Time for WWL First News. All right, 7:38, 22 till 8. It is time again to try Brooke Laser live from Augusta National Golf Course, where the Masters is being held this weekend. Brooke, sorry we had that low technical issue. You were saying that if your friends called the golf course classic, or what was it? What did you say they told you?
They said that if I use the words special or cherish one more time, I'm losing my badge.
Well, what should you say?
Right? It's tough to come up with another set of words because, like we were discussing, Tommy, it's just such an honor to be on these hallowed grounds whenever there's the chance. But each year that I've been fortunate for attending, something has been different or unique or improved or added to sort of allow patrons to have a wonderful experience they don't even realize the intricacy in planning behind, right? So yesterday, for example, I was able to tour a new parking garage on either side of Magnolia Lane. In the past, there have been new tunnels that were built for the quick process of transporting pimento cheese sandwiches and, of course, the egg salad sandwiches from across the street where they're all made locally. Just different unique experiences like that I really appreciate logistically. But as a patron who is attending this day, the members and the, you know, planners make each person on those grounds feel extremely special, which is the best part.
You've seen the golf course. Any changes since Hurricane Helene?
You know, Hurricane Helene really devastated this town, and having returned here, I can so clearly see the difference in the lacking trees, and it's quite vast, especially in places on what's called the Hill, close to the National. But if you are a patron who's not attended before, of course, you would hardly know. And I've heard from a member that everything looked just about perfect within the month of Helene making landfall. So, yes, there are some differences. On Magnolia Lane, as you're coming down and looking onto either side, you can notice a few spots where the oak trees have been slightly cut back. And then, as you and I talked about, when you get towards Amen Corner on 13, the most visible difference is on the left side of the course where you would attempt to make a dog leg, which is a challenge. The pine trees that once made that shot especially difficult are gone, and there are new ones, but they're visibly shorter. So it'll be interesting to see if that affects play as we head into the weekend. But otherwise, you really would not notice a difference.
Brooke, thank you so much. I hope you have a great time. We appreciate the report, and it'll be interesting, Mike. But the one good thing is that obviously everybody plays the same course, so it'll affect everybody the same, and maybe 13 might be maybe a little easier, lend itself. And for people that don't know, Amen Corner is 11, 12, and 13. 13 is a par 5, reachable in 2, and maybe it'll become more reachable in 2, more eagles, and we're all for that. Thank you, Brooke Laser. Have a great time.
Thank you, Tommy. You did the same.
All right, you bet. Live from Augusta, that's Brooke Laser, WWL Channel 4 meteorologist. We'll take a break, come back, talk about teacher pay raises with Larry Carter here on WWL. All right, 7:48. 12 till 8 here on WWL. We were scheduled to talk to Larry Carter, who is the president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, about a pay raise. And as I understand it, we're having a hard time getting a hold of him. I can't see what you're telling me. What are you telling me? Do we have him or don't we? We do have Larry Carter. All right. Larry Carter joins us now, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. How you doing, Larry?
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning.
Let's talk about Amendment 2 failing and what that means for a Louisiana teacher pay raise.
Yes. Well, for Louisiana pay raise right now, with that amendment failing, it's just like every year. It's uncertain now, even more so, because, again, I think I said last time, there was nothing in the governor's legislative budget that spelled out that that supplemental pay would be guaranteed for teachers and school employees. So with it failing, we don't know. We're actually getting ready to kind of start talking about what we have to at least fight for in the legislative session again. So it's once again, every single year, we're going hoping that a now temporary supplement will at some point become a permanent pay raise for school employees and teachers. So that's our journey every single year. We're going back and fighting for a pay raise.
Let's go back to Amendment 2. If it had passed, that would have done what?
It would have turned that supplement into a permanent pay, that $2,000 for teachers. It would have turned it into a permanent pay raise as opposed to it being a supplement, meaning it could now become a permanent part of teachers and school employees' salaries, and it could not be taken away. Now, at any point, if there's a budget shortfall, the governor and the legislature could say, we don't have enough money to pay it, so it goes away. So that means there would be a reduction in take-home pay for teachers and school employees.
So it would have been codified had the amendment passed. Now we're back to having, what, no stipend in this year's budget? So there would be, in essence, a pay cut or what?
Yes. In fact, we're waiting to see if there is another way in which the legislature and the governor will find monies to actually keep the supplemental pay, the stipend. And it's uncertain right now. There's a rationale we're hearing that if there's ways to move monies from other areas, that the governor legislature could, at least for next year, pay that supplement again. But then the following year, it would be uncertain again. But if that amendment had passed, that money would have been realized and it would have actually been able to make those supplements permanent.
So where do you go from here with the legislature? Are you in contact with legislators that are going to propose this as, what would it be, an amendment to the budget, or what's the process here?
That's what we're trying to find out. I know there's appropriations and the finance committees that are meeting this week. We're waiting to see what decisions will be made in terms of, budget allocations. And it could be that it may be a charge from the legislature to the governor to actually find monies from other places and keep that supplement. So it will probably have to be an amendment to the budget or some additional funds recognized for that particular purpose.
So as it stands now, just so I get this right, if nothing is done, teachers will be looking at a pay cut from last year?
That's correct. They will have less take-home pay than they did the year before.
And do you have any? How much per teacher is? Can you break
it
down?
Yes, it will be $2,000. It will be $2,000 less for teachers and $1,000 less for all support employees.
All right. So you'll keep us posted on what happens next?
Yes. We certainly will.
What are you hearing from the teachers in the union if nothing's done?
It's right now we haven't been here, to be honest. We're going to be doing a survey again to kind of poll that and kind of see where that stands. I know every time we've done a survey every single year leading into the session. We had one started probably around September, and it just ended last week. And the number one priority for us is pay and compensation. And it polls right around 92%.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
I hope you stay in touch and we'll see what happens, because I think we all need to value our teachers, and I don't think anybody wants to take a $2,000 pay cut. 7:54, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.